You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
If we have not gotten the opportunity to meet yet, I would love to meet you. My name is Claire, and I get to serve as our high school pastor here, which is the best job I've ever had. And at this time, if you could get out your Bibles and your sermon notes, if you haven't already, there are pens in the aisle seats. If you could take one and pass it down, make sure that you have a pen, and we are going to jump into God's word tonight before we head to life groups. It already feels like HSM is in a really special place, this community, and I'm so excited to see what God does in and through this community this year. And tonight, we are doing something brand new called Life Group Covenant Night. So every year, we ask life groups to make a covenant together, but this year, we're dedicating an entire night to it. So this is really exciting for us because, everybody say covenant.
Covenant.
Covenant. One more time. Covenant. A covenant is a promise. A covenant is a promise. That's your first fill in the blank. And it's the kind of promise that's found in God's word. Covenants are binding agreements between God and his people. They establish relationships, promises, and responsibilities. So they carry a little bit more weight than when we typically are like, yes, mom, I promise I'll take out the trash tomorrow, right? Or I promise I will do my homework if you just give me 2 hours to play on Fortnite. A covenant has more meaning and weight. It's kind of more of like when people get married, we call that a marriage covenant. Because when a husband and wife come together, it should be way more than just a fun party. A covenant involves a serious element of a promise that's saying that I'm committed to this. I'm committed to the people you're making the covenant with, not just for this day and not just for when you feel like it, but it's a commitment that carries with it a long-standing promise of that relationship and the responsibilities that come with it. The Bible is full of these covenants, and if you are like wanting to grow in your study of God's word, something cool that you can do is follow through the Bible all the covenants that God makes with his people. And one of the first major ones is found in Genesis chapter 12, if you could turn there with me. Genesis is the first book of the Bible, so should be easy to find. Genesis chapter 12. And in the first 3 verses, the Lord, God, has chosen a man named Abram. And he's chosen this man to be the beginning of God's people, of this chosen nation. And it says, Genesis 12, starting in verse 1, the Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Did you catch the promise here? This is a covenant. And in the Bible, covenants are so beautiful because God initiates them. If you noticed in these 3 verses, Abram didn't say, God, I'm committing myself to you. Abram didn't say, I will go wherever you go. Instead, God chose Abram and said, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless others through you. God seeks after us. He establishes the relationship with us always, and it begins with these covenants. And centuries later, God establishes a new covenant. because we have rebelled against God, and we call that sin. Anything that goes against God and his ways as outlined in his word, that sin has separated us from God and it's broken our covenant with God. But in the new covenant, we receive forgiveness of sins because of God, because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26. It's in the second half of your Bible, first book of the New Testament. Matthew 26, starting in verse 26. The night that Jesus was betrayed, he's eating with his closest followers. And it says, while we were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. This is the new covenant that believers in Jesus are invited to freely live in. And when people put their faith in Jesus, they also get God himself. They get God's spirit dwelling and living inside of them to help them live lives full of his love until we are with God forever in eternity. And one of the other awesome things about these covenants is that, as we've already talked about, when we are unfaithful, God is faithful. It's like not all on us. I don't know about you, but if there's any other perfectionists out there or anyone else who like gets critical of yourself, that's such good news, because the covenant isn't dependent on how faithful we are. The covenant like doesn't, it's not like a grade that we get and then God decides how faithful he will be. His faithfulness upholds the parts of the covenant that we can't even do ourselves. And because today, on this side of the cross and the empty tomb, we get to live in this covenant with God that gives us everlasting freedom, hope, and joy, we also get a family. Because all believers in Jesus are brothers and sisters in him. And so in this very room, if there are at least two people who believe in Jesus, instantly, because of the Holy Spirit, you're brothers and sisters. And we have the opportunity as brothers and sisters to make covenants with one another in order to promise to treat each other with respect out of reverence for Christ. And that's what we're going to do tonight. The goal of tonight is for us as an HSM family to make covenants so that we start this school year on the same page, that we can share together our goals and expectations for this year so that we have direction, so that in a few months from now, when you guys are knee-deep in finals and worried about like what sports team you're gonna make or what role you got in that play, you guys can go back to your covenant and stay focused as a life group on the things that you feel like God is putting on your heart in order to grow with him and each other for this whole school year. So we're gonna talk a little bit more about covenants in a few minutes, but I wanted to revisit some of what we talked about last week. Last week, I shared two encouragements with you, two challenges that I have for all of us at HSM this school year. I feel like two things that God has put on my heart as I'm praying for all of us. So I have two candy bars for the two students who can tell me what those two encouragements were from last week. Raise your hand. I see the brains working. Rachel? Guard your heart. Okay, well, I'm going to give you guard your heart. Rachel, Jamal, I saw your hand. I have you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Jamal, do you remember the second one? No, first one was guard your heart. I don't remember whose hand was up first. Let's. Eli, I wasn't looking over there. Eli? Keep the unity of the spirit. Eli, welcome to HSM. So glad you're here. All right, those were our two encouragements. Encouragement number one, next fill in the blank, guard your heart. Turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, that's about in the middle of your Bible. Proverbs 4, verses 23 through 26. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. I talked to you last week about how this school year there are tons of choices ahead of you. What club to join, maybe who to hang out with. You get to choose what words come out of your mouth. You get to decide whether or not you go to that party or visit that website or spend 8 hours on your phone. You get to decide whether you're going to work so hard on school and feel like you're too busy to be reading your Bible. And all of these choices are important because they contribute to the person you are becoming. The Bible says, guard your heart. And when the Bible talks about your heart, it doesn't mean the muscle that is pumping blood all throughout. It's not talking about that. It's talking about the core of every person, your inner self, your emotions and your intellect, your will and your moral character. And so HSM, what are you letting into your heart right now? Just take a few moments to think about that. What are things that you're letting into your heart? What are you letting influence your values and your decisions right now? And based off of that, do you like the person that you are becoming right now? The best choice that you can make in any situation is to honor Jesus. And so if you want to pursue him, make the decision right now to guard your heart, that you're going to fix your eyes on him and give careful thought to all of your paths. And what's beautiful, too, is he will be with you. And a life that brings glory to God will always be worth it. It will always be a full and abundant life. And in fact, that's kind of what we're talking about on Sundays here at church. We are in a series called The War You're In, what the Bible teaches about Satan, sin, and the world, and how to fight back. And so we, again, want to invite you, if that's interesting to you at all, to join us on Sundays for that. But in the meantime, here on Wednesdays, this HSM community will be one that will help you guard your heart. That if you are looking for that, if you're hungry for the Lord and you need help in figuring out how do I protect my heart from being influenced from anything else, this community will show up for you. And if you commit to showing up too and focusing and genuinely reading your Bible and worshiping together by being vulnerable in your life groups and asking for prayer and praying for others, I really believe that you will see how this family is going to help you in guarding your heart and fixing your eyes on Jesus. My second encouragement for us this year is to keep the unity of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, first three verses says, Paul writes, as a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. So because of the covenant that God has made for us, we're being challenged to live a life that's worthy of that. And verse 2, it says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. This community is so special. Please don't take it for granted and don't mistreat it. Us and our leaders, we are so happy that you guys are here, and we love you so much that we're giving our time and our energy and our love because we genuinely care about you. And because we love you so much, we have to help you know who loves you the most, and that's Jesus. And so, with that, one of the ways that we can keep the unity of the Spirit here as an HSM family is by making a covenant together as a whole HSM family. So you will see on the back of your sermon notes, we have made a new student ministries covenant. And this is something that we're really excited about. This is true of us as a community already, but we've just decided to write it down. And so we are going to go through it together. The Student Ministries Covenant. We're so glad you're here. Our vision, our purpose, the reason why we exist and the reason why we gather together is to see every student everywhere following Jesus. And so every time we gather, we give opportunities to connect with God, connect with others, and connect others with God. We talked about what covenants are, and so when we are together, we ask that you make the following covenant with us. First part, every student everywhere is invited to join us. Every student who comes through these doors, and the students who aren't here yet, deserve to be here. We want them here because we want them to know Jesus. And so your job is to treat everyone with respect and kindness in speech, conduct, and dress. We're going to talk more about this throughout the year, but just want you to know, you guys do this so well already, so I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. But if you wouldn't say it at your grandma's house, if you wouldn't wear it to your grandma's house, don't do it here. If the words that you're speaking are not kind or respectful to somebody else, we're not okay with that. And so every time you're here, we're asking you to commit to doing this. And if you feel like someone is disrespecting you, please politely ask them to stop. And if they do not stop, please bring in a leader. You can talk to us, but we want this to be such a safe place for every single student, and so that's why we are committing to respect and kindness. Sound good? Sound good? Yes. Okay, I'm not totally convinced. Let me know if it sounds good. Does it sound good?
Yes.
Yes, okay, love it. All right, number two. Be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. HSM, you guys are almost adults. We believe in you. We are so proud of you, and we are excited, but you are still minors, and we are still responsible for your safety. And so please, when it hits 7 o'clock, be here in the main room. Don't be anywhere else. When it's time to go to life groups, go straight to your life groups. If you're confused and you don't know where to go, talk to a leader. But all of you know where you're supposed to be, and so be there. Sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, this next one. All night, when we're together, we're doing no headphones. If you have an AirPod in right now, we love you. We love you. Please take it out right now. We really believe in this one, you guys. A lot of us leaders have been in situations where we say hi to you and you don't hear us because you're listening to something. We are trying to connect with one another. And I've actually seen some of you, shout out to the senior boys, I've seen some of you be like, hey, we're like connecting right now. Can you please stop listening to music or can you please take that out? All night, we're doing no headphones. If a leader asks you to take out your headphones, please listen to them because this is a part of the covenant we're making together. And during service from 7 to 8:30, when we're in this room, when you're in your life groups, no phones. I know we started a clan on Clash Royale. Pretty cool. Shout out if you want to join it. However, please do not play Clash during HSM. That's not the time for it. Not the time for it. And HSM, the point of this, no headphones, no phones, is so that we can connect with each other. When we're like distracted like this is a barrier. nobody's going to come say hi to me if I look busy, right? And I know sometimes it's awkward, like we don't know how, like what questions to ask if we are meeting people we don't know yet, but that's the thing, is this is the safest place to make friends. So, all night, no headphones, during service, 7 to 8:30, no cell phones. Sound good? Sounds good. All right, make friends and be a friend. Please, if you see someone by themselves, invite them to join you. No student left behind here. Sound good? And keep your life group a safe place for you and others. Especially when we're in life group and somebody's sharing, when we like have side conversations, even if it's kind of important, you're like, oh my gosh, I left my water bottle downstairs, or like, I don't know, like, oh my gosh, her shirt is so cute, like I'm gonna ask her later where she bought that. Like, sometimes we mean like that is like innocent, but when someone's sharing their heart and people are talking, we assume the worst. Haven't we all been there? Like, ooh, they don't like me, or ooh, they don't care about what I have to say. Keep your life group safe by being respectful in that place, by listening, and by, you know, keeping confidentiality. What stays in your group, or what's said in your group stays in your group. Your leaders will only share something with me if it concerns your immediate safety. Let's keep our life groups safe. Sound good? And finally, yes, thank you. Fix your eyes on Jesus. We are a community that's committed to following Jesus. And if you're doubting him, if you don't believe in him, you're invited here. And if you're growing in your faith, we believe that all of us can experience God and grow in our relationship with him when we take our times together seriously. And so every time we gather, fix your eyes on Jesus. Sound good?
Yes!
Thank you. Thanks, Jamal. Sounds good. All right, HSM. This covenant that we just made together is one of the ways that we can keep the unity of the Spirit by living together in this covenant and in the ones that you're about to make in your life groups. And I really believe that as we do this, we are going to be even more prepared to worship God more intentionally together, to deepen our relationships together, and see God move in incredible ways. So, with that, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you are so good, and we thank you that from the first few pages of Scripture, you are the one pursuing us, that you are the one who loves us first, that you are the one who makes a covenant with us to be our God and that we would be your people. And God, I pray for every student and leader tonight, especially for anyone feeling just a little discouraged, that they would feel in such a real way your love and care for them. God, I pray that you would do a mighty work in HSM this year, that you would show us how to fix our eyes on you, how to guard our heart, that you would show us how to treat one another with respect and kindness so that we might keep the unity of your Holy Spirit. God, we pray that our community this year would be pleasing to you, Lord, that we would be people who love each other well and love you well because you are worthy of it. We love you so much, Jesus. We praise you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.